This is KCUR 89.3. Some innovators invent something completely new, while others take something that works just fine and figure out how to make it work even better. Consider Mike Foster, a Kansas City football coach and the inventor of Laser Down, a new system for marking the line of scrimmage during a football game. He spoke recently with KCUR's Brian Ellison on Central Standard.
Since 1987, the current down marker system that has been used in NFL stadiums and stadiums across the country was invented, patented, and sold here in Kansas City. Jim Eggender was the original inventor. He used to own Jerry Sports Shop. He since sold it and moved to Dallas, but it's been in use for almost 30 years.
And so by down marker, we're talking about the pole that someone stands at the line of scrimmage in football and holds to indicate this is where the play started.
That's correct. There's been, in over 100 years, there's only been three systems used. I'll go back to the Newt Rockne days.
Yeah.
And they actually had a cube, four-sided cube with 1, 2, 3, 4 marked on it. And so they just spun it.
Okay.
Then was the flip chart, 1, 2, 3, 4 with the heavy metal. And then finally, Jim, again in 1987, he used the slide system that's in existence, being used right now, that I hope to replace.
Why did there need to be a change?
Well, it goes back. I was a football coach for 30 years. I was 4 years in high school, 23 in college, my last three professionally in the Arena Football League. And on every staff that I was on, it was a continual frustration to determine the exact distance. The down was easy. Everybody could see that, but the distance, because all play calls are predicated upon what that distance is. And whether I was a defensive coordinator, I was a guy spotting for the coordinator, but the first thing a coordinator wanted to know, or the play caller, was what down or what the distance is to go. And depending upon your perspective, a coach on a sideline, player on the field, fan in the stands, a guy that's in the press box like a coach may be, it's going to be different because of your angle. And so there's never in the history of football been an exact distance system. And that was the idea that I wanted to be able to convey. And so it would have down as well as distance.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how this process of going from an idea in your head of what something that would be helpful to actually coming up with a product. You are not a person who has a lot of experience designing things with laser beams, I'm gathering.
No. Unfortunately, I worked on it for 3 years by myself, figured out I wasn't an engineer, and
you a couple of years to figure that out.
Yeah, okay. I did. Yeah, I stayed at Holiday Inn Express, but you know, one of those kind of deals.
Sure.
But I went to the Blue Valley CAPS program, the Center for Applied Professional Studies, and I worked with them, and they were tremendous to work with. They helped me build my early prototypes, get my provisional patent and those type of things. And so I went to some experts and I kept just getting pushed through doors.
Getting to that prototype stage takes money. I imagine you've spent some of your own money.
Yes. more than I would like to admit.
Well, I mean, can I ask how much you've spent?
It's a little north of $20,000 of my own right now. Yes.
So you've gone to look for other capital.
Yes.
And how do you go about that?
Well, that was what I didn't know. And by going through all of these different programs and everything, like the Spark Lab, like the Kauffman Fast Track Foundation, all of these things, Digital Sandbox, and where I found that through the networking that there's money available. You know, I with Spark Lab, they own a 6% portion of my company for $18,000 seed money. And so, but they've helped me network in other ways in getting it. You know, I've applied again to Digital Sandbox. I had a presentation last week. I'm hopeful for that. I've applied to KC Launch. I need to get in the top 10 to be able to take advantage of that. But that's $50,000 of seed money that you can use where they take no equity. So there's money out there. You just have to know where to go.
And it doesn't come out of your wallet.
That's correct.
I'm thinking that as a football coach, you know, you call a play and then you see whether it worked or not. Here you're talking about a matter of many years from the time you start investing in something to even having a prototype, much less manufacturing a product and having your first sale. How does that work for you to wait that long to know whether something's going to pay off?
Well, football teaches you patience. You have to have, because when you're trying to build a program, just not win in a one particular year, to be able to build a program, it takes a long period of time. And so it's just innately part of being a football coach, the patience part of it. And some days, you know, I want it. You know, I wanted it yesterday, that type of thing. It occurs to you, it kind of takes over, but you have to look at the big picture. And when you look at the big picture, and that's what I liken it to, that I'm trying to build a program, just not a one-time thing. I'm trying to grow this.